This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. When the Museum of Fine Arts asked the people of Boston a few years ago to vote on their favorite Impressionist masterpieces, Vincent van Gogh's Houses at Auvers came out on top. It beat works by Monet, Degas, and Cézanne. Now the beloved painting and another van Gogh in the MFA collection are undergoing some much-needed conservation work to bring them closer to how the artist saw them. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes a peek.
19th-century Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh is famous for his vibrantly textured night skies, landscapes, houses, and sunflowers, but also for slicing off his own ear, as depicted in films like Vincent and Theo.
People always want to ask me about the ear incident and this sense that he was, you know, unknown or misunderstood or something in his lifetime.
Katie Hansen is the MFA's assistant curator of European paintings, and she wishes pop culture's portrayals of Van Gogh as a tortured artist were, well, a little more nuanced. She says this standing between two of the museum's Van Goghs that he made in the last year of his life before dying at age 37.
He was garnering a great reputation among his peers, and he was getting great critical press just before the time of his death. And I think that's a lesser known part of his career and one that I wish were better known about him.
Hansen marvels that Van Gogh created about 900 paintings during his brief 10-year career as an artist. The one in front of us, titled Enclosed Field with Plowmen, dates to the autumn of 1889. It captures the view from the artist's window at an asylum in southern France. He painted the same field about a dozen times. This variation includes a man with his horses and plow.
They're pulling it through a field of what he described as yellow stubble and violet-tinted earth. So we see this play between violet-tinted earth that's been plowed and the stubble of the remaining crops.
But that field isn't as violet-tinted as it was in Van Gogh's day, because it's been veiled in a layer of yellowed varnish. His other painting here in the MFA's conservation lab has varnish issues, too.
We have actually wanted to work on these two paintings for a long time.
Rona Macbeth is the museum's head of paintings conservation.
Partly because, actually, we have a wonderful, small but really wonderful collection of Van Gogh, and everything else has been worked on in the last decade or so and looks really wonderful in the galleries, and then you would walk through and these didn't quite do justice to the artists.
According to museum records, the varnish on Van Gogh's beloved Houses at Auvers was applied in the 1970s as a protectant. Curator Katie Hansen is relieved that soon it will be gone. She recalls when the MFA loaned Houses at Auvers to the Clark Museum for a Van Gogh exhibition.
It became even more abundantly clear to me how much the surface of this painting looked different than the surfaces of other paintings made in the same moment. It is more saturated and glossier than the other paintings. It will not be so saturated and glossy once we take this varnish, which is not original to it, away from the surface.
I also saw the show out at the Clark this past summer, and our painting, The Houses at Auvers, really stood out.
Now it's MFA conservator Lydia Vaught's job to take that varnish off. Her colleague, Irene Conifel, is removing a resin varnish from Enclosed Field with Plowmen. These two conservators get to say something not many people can claim, even temporarily.
So this is your Van Gogh.
This is my Van Gogh.
And this is your Van Gogh.
And this is my Van Gogh, which I picked partly because of the nature of the cleaning. It's a challenging cleaning to take the natural resin off of a palette that is this diverse.
The Enclosed Field has incredible variation in color and texture. There are even spots where the artist left canvas exposed on purpose. Conifel uses small cotton swabs, tiny paintbrushes, and a solvent to clean but not overclean.
It's extraordinary when you work on something because you become the person who knows it the best. And it's just always a surprise what intelligent decisions that were made, some of which were deliberate and others that just happened, because that's Van Gogh.
Curator Katie Hansen already sees a difference. A more cheery sky has been revealed, which she believes will evoke new emotional responses in viewers.
I know it does for me, even just seeing the test spaces and keeping in mind that for Vincent van Gogh, making a work of art was not just about recreating what he saw out his window, but also his response, his feeling about what he saw outside his window. And that will be greatly enhanced by having the color play be closer to what it would have been.
For houses at Auvers, Van Gogh relied more heavily on a technique known as impasto, applying thicker paint in more areas. Fans love to look for this topographical effect, but conservator Lydia Vaught says the synthetic varnish changed the surface.
I view these sort of like mountain ranges in a way, so that you really appreciate the peaks and the valleys. And here it just feels flattened. And then you get the gloss,
which Vaught says alters Van Gogh's curling foliage and colorful dashes in the roofs.
To be able to see all those strokes and think, that was done possibly in one day. The energy and the movement and the concentration and everything that it would have taken to produce that is extraordinary.
The meticulous work the two MFA conservators do usually takes place here, behind the scenes, in a tucked-away lab. But starting today, Vaught will be cleaning her Van Gogh, houses at Auvers, in front of the public, in the MFA's glass-enclosed space called Conservation in Action.
We don't want to be the stars of the thing, because we're not. Van Gogh is the star, but we like to think we've done a little bit to help people appreciate these paintings more.
Irene Conifol moves in with her Van Gogh in June. The whole team hopes visitors will return to see the cleaned works after they go back to the gallery. The conservators and curator believe the revived paintings will teach us more about how the famous sensitive artist imagined his world. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.